It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Everything this young man brings to the table as the second-year quarterback.
And you really haven't seen him sit there and pat the ball. If he doesn't make a fast decision and get the ball out, he's either scrambling or getting rid of it.
Mm. Oh, Aaron pass, and it's picked.
Isaac Polamau was right there for Las Vegas, and the Raiders with a takeaway.
A spirit right on cue. Max Crosby, inside pressure. May throws it up. Interception for the Raiders.
Spiro and Arch right on top of it, as usual yesterday.
Yep.
Patriots lose week one, 20-13 to the Raiders. Season opener, home opener at Gillette Stadium. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to your phones, 617-779-7937. We'll also go around the NFL week one with what happened coming up at 11:30. So stay tuned for that. But it's Patriots Monday here on WEEI. We talked to Hunter Henry in the first hour. You heard from Mike Vrabel this morning on Greg Hill. You'll get Drake May later on in the day on WEEI Afternoons. And we're joined right now by Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, thanks for joining us here on Patriots Monday.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yesterday, it seemed like things were going pretty well. At halftime, you guys were leading. You were driving to start the second half. There was a turnover. Then the Raiders get in the end zone. What changed in the second half from your perspective?
I've seen, you know, at the end of the day, like, everyone has to do their job, me included. Like, I didn't start the game off well, and I feel like I had a few mental errors that I feel like I can fix. You know, and they did a really good job. They came out and they played well. We just have to keep doing what we're doing in the first half especially, and then, you know, we would be good.
Was it a lot of changes that you noticed from the Raiders' offense in the second half, or was it just you guys not being able to get stops?
Yeah, no, you know, they came out and they made some plays. You know, we obviously they made adjustments at the half. We made adjustments at the half, and it's just, you know, for me personally, it's just about, you know, getting the job done.
Harold Landry, your teammate, had a big debut with the Pats, 2.5 sacks. What'd you think of his first performance? A lot of us got to really watch him for the first time here in a Patriots uniform yesterday. What'd you think of his Pats debut?
Yeah, no, I think he's an amazing player, and I think he showed that yesterday. If you look at the film, he's all around the ball, and he has a good knack for it. And then, you know, that's why he's here. That's why he plays at such a high level. Obviously, I'm proud of him, and he's going to keep doing good things for us this year.
What was it like in the locker room after the game?
You know, obviously, it still stings right now. It's never a good feeling because there's always a woulda, coulda, shoulda. What if I would have done this, or what if we would have done this? Or, you know, there's always that. And then there's always the bitter reality that now we lost our first game, and, you know, now we got to move forward. You know, luckily we have this upcoming week, and we're going to start focusing in after getting these corrections, and we'll move on. And we'll just need leadership. We need guys to lead.
Are you somebody that's able to move on quickly after a loss, or does it sort of linger with you for a bit?
Yeah, no, if anything, it just drives the fuel to my fire. You know, I think there's definitely things I could have done in the game better. So I'm going to be extremely hard on myself and use that as a fuel. What can I do? What can I change? How can I get better as a man and as a player? So it fuels me.
You mentioned leadership. There's been a lot of turnover from last year's leadership to this year's. I mean, the captains are pretty much all different. How do you feel like it is this year? Like, what kind of hands is the team in with the new faces that are captains and leaders?
Yeah, no, our leaders are great. That's why I put an emphasis on it. Especially like for the defensive side, we got Spills, and then we had an honorary captain for the game, KC. Both guys are like, they're very vocal, they're very direct. They know what they want to see from all of us as their teammates. And then, you know, obviously it comes down from the head man himself. He sets a standard and we follow it. So when we don't do that in a game or in a moment, then we got to get set straight and then we move on. So I know we'll be on the right track, and I know that we have the guys in our building to do it.
What is it about Geno Smith that maybe we on the outside looking in weren't ready for? He had 327 against you guys last year in an overtime win. It was 362 mm-hmm. yesterday. Why have you struggled with Geno in those two games?
You know, last year is last year. This year, I think, you know, from an LB perspective, I can help get in windows better. I can help rush the passer better. You know, Geno's a really good quarterback. He's a really good pocket passer. So if you aren't getting in his face, if we just let him have easy reads and don't disguise, you know, he's gonna do well. And I think he did do that. So me personally, I gotta make it harder for him. Gotta play lights out. Keep playing with effort, and then, you know, win at the end of the day. Just win.
You know, when you get home yesterday, do you watch more football or do you gotta get away from it?
I'm instantly in film. That's just who I am. I watched the game countless times. I woke up in the middle of the night, just rewatched it. Woke up a few times, rewatched it.
Oh, jeez.
It's hard for me to sleep after a loss. Yeah, no.
I didn't know if you would watch like Ravens Bills, for example, like pop that game on, which had a crazy finish. But you're talking about you'll go home and watch the game you just played. Oh,
no, I'll watch my game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, I'll watch my game first and foremost. I got home and I was able to watch actually my brother's game, Broncos. Right. So I was excited to be able to watch him play. And then I did catch the end of the Ravens game, which was crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
So, but yeah.
So, if you had to ballpark it, how many times have you already watched and rewatched the game yesterday?
Eight or nine times.
Smokes. How much sleep did you get? I know you said
just
it's hard
defense?
To sleep.
You're doing defense only, or are you also watching your offense?
Yeah. Hey, I was watching defense.
Got it.
And
okay,
yeah, it speeds it up.
Makes
a little
sense.
Bit. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So how much sleep would you say you got?
I didn't get much. I probably got like 3, maybe 4 hours. I kept waking up. It was eating at me. So I'm pretty fueled. I'm pretty pissed off. So we're good.
All right. Okay.
That's like me, Keith. I was tossing and turning after my fantasy loss last night. That makes sense.
You pop in a lot of the highlights.
We're very much the same in that regard. Well, Christian Ellis, good luck this week against the Miami Dolphins. I will talk to you next Patriots Monday.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here every Patriots Monday on Jones and Keith. 3 or 4 hours. Rest and recover. You got rest and recover there. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Eight or nine times. I did not go back and rewatch that one on the DVR this morning.
No.
I didn't feel compelled to rewatch it.
Speaking of, even during the game, I feel like not great with like replays. Drake May throws the pick and they're like, commercial.
This is what happens
like,
when you get the D squad.
Yeah,
this
no,
is what
happens
when you get Spiro Arch.
A lot of Spiro and Arch.
Spiro Arch and Aditi. I like to point out how often he says Arch. I just say it to Kat now when I'm watching on the couch. Every time he says Arch, I just go Arch. She's like, what are you talking about? She's like not paying attention. She's
ooh.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, he says Arch every other word, but Aditi's right behind. He says Aditi an awful lot, too.
All right, here's what we have to do. Yeah. If this goes sideways, and I'm not saying it will. It's only one loss.
Yeah, it might.
Do we go Patriots drinking game? And we every time they say Arch.
No, you cannot.
Down the hatch.
No, you can't.
Arch had to remind himself who Jalen Hawkins was like 3 times. He's like, that's it was like a 5 second pause. That's
like
Jalen Hawkins.
Throwing down the roster 21, 21, 20.
Yeah, you can't find it. Can't Jalen find
Hawkins!
It. There he is out there.
Okay.
Number 21. So getting it done.
That was rough indeed. If you missed any of Christian Ellis, use the rewind feature like he does, rewatching the games 8 or 9 times. It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can
five
also
or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
On the iHeartRadio. And tune in apps. Yeah, I think that's not something a lot of fans are wanting to do. How you feeling about Vrabel one game in, Keith? Because to me, my big takeaway.
Not great.
They don't look much different than last year's team. Last year, week one, yeah. I get it.
You got
I get
a lot
it.
Of pushback for that. I heard.
I did. Yeah. I mean, it's just my timeline is just, guys, it's 1 week. Yeah. How are you going to overreact to 1 week? I'm like, well, again, we had zero games prior. I feel like we actually have something to react to.
That was actually last year. You did have him, what, 11-0 after
that's
week
true.
One?
That's true. So
he
like,
was high. He was riding high. You get it. Hey, listen, it's one game. We have one game to look at.
A lot can change. And I even said, I don't think he's Mayo.
You know what my trolley tweet was? But, your tweet was like, actually wasn't even trolley.
No.
Your tweet was like how you really felt.
They look like, that's what they look like. Oh, is it looking at the QB class
yeah,
for next
I did
year?
The best available quarterbacks for next year. People
I do,
lost their minds, and I'm
I
like,
do kind of like Lenora Sellers.
I don't
do.
Like any of those guys.
No,
I
like Sellers.
I'm giving Drake May another year. I'm not trying to draft Arch Manning. Like, no thanks. Oh, but I just thought it'd be funny.
Like, wow, he looks good against San Jose State.
San Jose State, they took those guys down. But I just thought it was funny to point that out. People are still responding to it now.
I'm just telling you, if this was a Mayo game last year, we go, oh, they're undisciplined. Oh, yeah, they're poorly coached. Oh, they turn it over again. Oh, they weren't ready to go. Oh, they didn't adjust in the second half. After the game, the coach came out and kind of threw the players and McDaniels under the bus. He had an interesting answer this morning about, the play calling and this and that. So I just feel like we'd be jumping down Mayo's throat about this. I just think Vrabel should get the same treatment.
Yeah, but
and Mayo technically started better.
He definitely started better. Got a big W over Joe Burrow, for God's sakes. Didn't get torched by Geno Smith. So it is a big difference. But this is where I guess I still remain hopeful, and maybe it's naive to be hopeful, but some of the stuff that even Mike Vrabel is talking about Drake May, like wanting to win, knowing how to win and things like that, maybe that's what Vrabel can do. Like Vrabel wasn't and never has been an offensive coordinator, but somebody like Ryan Tannehill, who usually is sort of like a punchline when it comes to quarterbacks, had really good seasons under Vrabel. And maybe just like the head coach teaching him how to be a football player, be aware of everything, clock management, like all these different things. Maybe that helped him get the best years out of his career. Maybe he can do the same thing with Drake May. He's not going to want to call him plays for him, but maybe just teaches him how to be like a real NFL player. And that's the hope that we have that he can turn into, you know, at some point, maybe a top 10 quarterback in the league someday.
Yeah. Right now, it's just a hope. I mean, you're going to hope he gets there, but it got off to a bad start yesterday. Bob is in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a different perspective a little bit, but granted, it's only the first game. Everybody's optimistic. I hang with a lot of people, and it's been going on now. They're starting to call them the New England excuses because that's all we do after is excuse after excuse after excuse, and even no matter how you look at it, what a boring, boring team to watch, not just because they're losing. There's absolutely no excitement. Watch some of the other teams in the league, and I'm getting tired of my 12-year-old nephew who keeps saying, Uncle Bob, if this quarterback is so good, how come he never wins? This has been going on forever.
Strong take.
Strong take by
the 12-year-old nephew.
The nephew.
Yeah.
But no, that was even my takeaway. It was 10-7. She's like, all right, they're winning at halftime. But you're like, that was rough. Yeah. And then at halftime, they start showing you all these highlights of all these other games. You're like, that's exciting. Oh, look at that. That's exciting.
You felt it yesterday. When you flipped to red zone, you're like, stuff's happening in these other games.
Did you get caught in a commercial? They had 1 minute of commercials.
I did not see any commercials yesterday.
Yeah. There was a good graphic with Scott Hansen. It said lasted 1 minute. Like small, it was like commercials, and then it was like last in 1 minute.
You'd flip to red. You really felt it when you were flipping around, whether you were going to another game, whether you were flipping into red zone.
Team scored points yesterday.
Stuff is happening. Then you watch the Sunday night game like last night. You're like, oh, right. And I got to sit through what was a dreadful product yesterday. They didn't just lose. May wasn't just bad. Vrabel didn't have a terrible debut. It wasn't just those things. They also were boring on top of it. Which is
it's Boomer and Geo mornings on the Fan 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, if you're winning and boring, we'll tolerate. But when you lose and you're boring, that's a rough combo. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Steph Diggs and his Patriots debut coming up on the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny. We go around the NFL week one with what happened next.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.